The Five Orange Pips by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Part 1.
When I look at all my notes about Sherlock Holmes's cases between 1882 and 1890, there are so many strange cases that it is not easy to decide which ones to write about. Some, also, were never completely solved, and if they were, stories would not have satisfactory endings. There is one, however, which was so strange and unusual that I am going to write about it now. It all began in September. The weather was terrible, I remember. It rained and it was very windy all day. The weather grew worse in the evening. Sherlock Holmes and I sat by the fire in his flat in Baker Street. We did not say much. Holmes was working with some papers, and I was reading a story. Suddenly, I heard the bell. "Who is that?" I said. "Are you expecting a friend, Holmes?"
"No,"
he said.
"You're my only friend, Watson. I don't like people visiting me at home."
"Then it must be a client," I suggested.
"If it is a client,"
Holmes replied,
"it is a serious case. No one would walk through this storm if the case were not serious."
The landlady opened the front door of the house. A few moments later, there was a knock on the door of Holmes's flat.
"Come in,"
cried Holmes. A young man came into the room. He looked about 22 years old, and he was well dressed. He was pale and looked...